Nolte, Disney's ESPN scripted 2021 bought an interview with no follow-ups, says former anchor. By John Nolte on April 3, 2024. Former ESPN anchor Sage Steele said the far-left outlet scripted her 2021 interview with Joe Biden and ordered her not to ask follow-up questions. ESPN is owned by the Disney Grooming Syndicate, which makes this as a perfect example of how these multinational corporations use their billions of dollars to rig everything in favor of Democrats. To the word. Every single question was scripted, gone over dozens of times by many editors and executives. Absolutely. I was on script and was told not to deviate. It was very much this is what you will ask. This is how you will say it. No follow-ups, no follow-ups. Next, this went up to the fourth floor, as we said, where all the bosses, the top executives, the decision makers are, the president of our company, the CEO, where they all worked. Steele claims she couldn't even be sure if ESPN had slipped the questions to the White House in advance. How sad is that, having so little confidence in your employer's integrity that you can't be sure they would do something so unscrupulous and corrupt? Watch the interview. But we are talking about Disney here, and if Disney is willing to sexualize and groom small children, as well as advocate for their permanent mutilation to appease their trans gods, what's rigging an interview with Joe Biden in comparison? Steele went on to say that his fraudulency was not in very good shape and that if someone truly cared about him, they would remove him from the spotlight. I think it's really heartbreaking that the people who love Joe Biden and say they truly care about him have allowed it to get to this point. So I'm not even looking at this from a political angle or my beliefs in anything. This is the human side of it. And when someone is struggling, we allow them to continue to be in the spotlight and put them out there in the first place when they knew there were issues. Of course, they had to know. So it's a humanity thing with me where I don't care where anyone stands and what they vote for or who they believe in. Do you really care about that person? As a father, as a husband, as an everything. Watch, picture of health, Joe Biden yells, coughs, struggles through State of the Union. During an appearance on Bill Maher's podcast last year, Steele described just how bad of shape Biden was in during their ESPN pre-interview. It was satellite, it wasn't in person. We're having a technical issue. And so I had to, like, BS. I had to chit-chat waiting for us to start rolling. Well, what he started to do, of course he has someone next to him. And they keep a black, like, curtain over the lens of the camera. So you can't see him until the last second, but you can hear, and we're chit-chatting. So I can hear him, and he goes, "What is this for?" And he's, like, "Who am I talking to? Wait, what's her name?" She said that after one of Biden's handlers oriented him, Biden started talking about playing football as a young man. "Oh, so you were a receiver?" she asked. Sage says Biden then started to explain it. And here's the saddest thing, his voice just trailed off. He said, "I was good," and then he went silent, and he goes, never mind. Watch, Maher, Biden should stay in his basement, he did well in State of the Union with a teleprompter. That was 3 years ago, and already Biden was displaying classic dementia symptoms. Terrible short-term memory, what is this for? Who am I talking to? Wait, what's her name? And a normal long-term memory. If Disney weren't so corrupt, Biden's mental state would have been the story. But Disney is corrupt, so not only was the only story that mattered buried, but ESPN conspired to bury the truth with a softball interview that ensured no follow-up questions would throw Hunter's dad off script. After 16 years with Disney and ESPN, Steele successfully sued the fascist company after she was suspended in 2021 for speaking out against ESPN's COVID-19 vaccine mandate and criticizing former President Barry Obama. She described a climate of fear at ESPN to adhere to the approved corporate narrative. Not just in the studio or in the green room or the makeup room, but on social media, on ESPN platforms, she explained. It's insane, and it's the opposite of what people preach with equity and tolerance and inclusion and acceptance, she added. And all those words that everybody throws around, especially in corporate America. However much you hate Disney, ESPN, and the corporate media, it is not enough. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star review. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.